Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Here it is, the Monday podcast. What a show it was. Noiseworks, John Stevens. We love John Stevens, Basil.
No lies, Shani.
30 years, too long.
Oh, that was one of his songs, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love that missed you entirely. Seriously.
Wow.
You and I.
Shani was a twinkle in his dad's eye at that age.
Oh, Shani.
The 80s are the most infamous music decade. Nothing. He knows nothing over there.
Nah.
No.
just nothing for me.
Or either that or we're older than we think, Michelle.
Yeah. That's not true. That's not it at all. No. Let's move. What else did we do?
We did all sorts of stuff. Stuff about the exes. Where'd your kids take off to? Yeah. Plenty of stuff in there. Let's go, Shani. Have a good day.
If you don't wish to know the score, I suggest you look away now.
Michelle's Around the Grounds.
Yes, welcome back to a Monday. And three of the hardest hitting stories you'll get all day. Here they come.
Hit me between the eyes, go.
Number one, an Aussie bloke's been arrested in Italy after illegally driving his moped through the ancient ruins of Pompeii. No damage, but he's been labelled a barbarian.
I drove a moped through Italy. And I could have driven through Pompeii and I wouldn't have known. Anyway, God bless.
Well, he's done that and he just swore he didn't know what he was doing, even though he followed some trucks in that were doing roadworks, etc.
Yeah,
et
he got lost. It happens.
We'll see what happens. It's North Korea. You wouldn't hear from him again. You wouldn't even know it had gone down, you know what I mean? So lucky. That's all I'm
no
saying.
No comment.
Michelle, first to you.
Thanks very much. In other news, the government's looking to introduce gender quotas in the mining industry as one way to cut back on the toxic behaviour. There's 178, page, report.
Yeah.
And they've gone, hang on, we can fix this. Here's one of the ways. It'll cut back on toxic behaviour. I'm behind it because when I finish here, I need a high-paying job and I've always wanted to go with one of those large trucks. So we'll see what happens.
Well, would you go work on the mine? If I said here's 175,000 a year, would you go work on the mines?
I'd want a buddy with me, got to be honest.
A buddy?
I'd want a mate that'd go with me. I wouldn't just be rolling. But
right.
Yeah. Anyhow,
you would?
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, watch that space. We'll see if anything happens there. Shut up, Tom. Why is our producer in here?
From here. Hold on.
Here's another story today. What are you doing sitting in here?
Yeah, I don't get
what are
what
you
do
doing
you do?
Sitting in here?
Yeah.
I've got to hang on. I've got a final story while he gets out.
Been eliminated by Michelle.
But Eddie, just quickly, shout out to Frank Moore of Central Tilba, which is in New South Wales. He is our Australia's oldest man, rather, today at 100. Keep going, buddy. Keep going. He's 110 today. Happy birthday to Frank, our oldest man here in Australia.
Well, looks like the good Lord just sent me a conversation starter.
Speaking of which, Frank gave us all the details of how he has got to that ripe old age. He says, I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I don't gamble.
What a
I'd
rather be dead at 85.
I hope he does the other thing, and apparently he does. He's got a number of kids and grandkids. So
what does he do?
None of that stuff, and apparently a little bit of the other to create a heap of kids. But not anymore, probably, I dare say.
Yeah.
Had a mild stroke in March, laughed in its face, and just kept going. So, yeah, good on you, Frank. Have a great day.
Good luck to him.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Family code of conduct, Michelle, was broken on the weekend. There's rules and regulations put in place to make sure the household runs freely, smoothly and everyone has a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Friday night, funnily enough, no, it wasn't me. Friday night, I had work to do. I was at a little thing at Crown at 8:30 or something, so I was in great condition on Friday.
Sure.
Now, Em's mother came over and looked after the kids whilst I was out because, guess, Emily thought that she'd go out. And I looked in my diary and no mentions of, as I was looking in my diary as you speak, there's no mentions of Em out because when we have something on, we just diarise it. So we know what's going on well in advance. There's nothing there. So I was like, well, I'm going to go to work, which is work. I was paid to go to Crown.
Mm-hmm.
So that's work.
Work, yes.
And Emily, nothing was in there. But anyway, Em's mother, grandmother came over to look after the kids.
Yep.
I got home.
Mm.
Still no Emily home.
Oh. Is that right?
No, still no Emily home. I thought that was interesting behaviour.
You've been chiselling away, working.
Yeah, that was interesting behaviour. Anyway, she got home quite late. I was still up. Very clever girl, Em. She picked up Swahilian on the way home, which was interesting. Could not string two words together.
I had
to take her shoes off and a jacket and all that sort of business. And, you know, got to bed. And then I jumped into bed with the kids and slept with the kids because I realised if they woke up in the middle of the night and needed something, that she probably wasn't in a condition to provide the service.
Happening.
So I jumped into bed. And no dramas at this stage. Not a drama in the world. I'm happy to do that.
Yeah,
because don't get me wrong, if there was a ledger of who would do that more often than not, it'd be me over Em. So, mate, I'm happy to do it all. The one rule, if you play up the night before, you're first out of bed with the kids the next morning. I don't care, rain, hail, shine or spew, you're up.
Ooh,
bike in bush, zero interest about getting up, zero interest about helping. I had to do the market run.
The market.
I had to go to the Mount Clement markets and get the groceries for the week. Now, that is not under, because I don't know what I'm doing there.
Yeah, you're just randomly picking out green things.
Anyone that speaks to me, I buy their product.
Colour is good.
Came home with candles. What do you got candles for? I don't know. She was nice. They looked at me funny. I was like, grab candles. And last night, what pasta you felt like cooking? You've got five of them. So I don't know, mate. You put me under the pump because you were too hungover and you weren't out of bed at appropriate times, Michelle. If you ever play up at night, you're first up in the morning. Simple rule under the Ellis household. I've lived by it for 5 years with kids.
That's horrifying. And all you're eating this week is spring onion and capsicums because you went to the market.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Our next guest is rock and roll royalty.
So I had all these guys, amazing musicians, and there I was, just a teenager.
The front man of this great band. He's got 4 top 10 albums under his belt, 1 a Logie, he fronted In Excess for a bit, and let's not forget that he played Judas in the 1992 revival of Jesus Christ Superstar, the musical. Should I be there for the poor? Please welcome from Noiseworks, John Stevens.
Yay, welcome John Stevens. How are you? Did you like that?
I did like that. How interesting.
Now, I tell you what, Noiseworks, of course, Mr. John Stevens. I tell you, I hate it when men string you along, but when bands do it for 30 years and then they go, bang, have something else. That's exactly what you guys have done, a new single. Tell us a little bit about that, John.
Well, you know, it's called Heart and Soul, and it's kind of sums up the band, really, and sums up Stuart Fraser, our brother who played guitar with us and passed away in 2019. And that was actually the year that the album was supposed to come out, but obviously losing Stuart and then COVID. So, you know, 2022, it just seems like a perfect time to get the record out, get it off the shelf and go out and do some shows in honour of Stuart.
I'm one of the best in the business at stalking. I'll find anything on Instagram or whatever. What's the key, mate? That rig's in bloody unbelievable, Nick.
Upstairs,
there's a couple of good shots of John on Instagram.
Wow.
What is the key to the rig?
Beer and vodka, probably.
Beer and vodka? Come on, don't look like that.
You know, I've done 73 shows this year alone, you know.
Yeah, active.
Turn around the country. So it's just, you know, it's like anything, you know, you do it enough times and it's muscle memory. And
yeah.
I have to stay in a certain amount of shape because I'm a singer and my instrument is my body. So
yeah,
I try to, you know, keep my health together.
Now, one that I did see on the Instagram where I wasn't actually just stalking, at Birdsville, which you've just been to recently, the most remote festival in the world.
Yes.
Mate, tell us a bit about that.
Look, it's an unbelievable experience. I think this year they had about 12,000 campers.
Jeez.
Hang on, was this just a festival or they're teaming up with the races?
Simpson Desert, yeah.
No, it's just a festival.
Just a festival,
Because people from all over the country and from the world come over here just to do that, just to be there. Very, very honoured to do that one. Well, I'm actually doing the Mundi Bash on the 19th of August in a couple of weeks with Midnight Oil doing the Thursday night. I'm doing the Friday night and Jimmy Barnes is doing the Saturday night, all headlining.
Good. So,
We'll circle around because there's more tours going on. But sad news, we lost the brilliant Olivia Newton-John. Now, you had a fair bit to do with her as well, but with Noiseworks and playing and being, you know, being a friend of hers.
Charity involvement and donation, etc.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I first met Olivia in 87 in Los Angeles at a friend's house. We were having a barbecue and all the Aussies got together and she was there. And, you know, after a few drinks, everyone had the guitars out and I was singing. She was such a beautiful lady and, you know, I got to perform with her a couple of times, got to sing with her a couple of times and, you know, just always, we always saw each other here and there and what a wonderful person, what a wonderful human, and, you know, her foundation that she started all those years ago is an amazing legacy for her.
Circling back, though, talking about you guys, it's so good to have you back. Noiseworks back on the page. You're going to be on tour with One Electric Day as well?
Yes, we start in November. The album's going to come out in October, and we start touring in November. And we're going to have a fun time and just to honour our dear mate, Stuart Fraser.
It's beautiful.
Noiseworks, right. An absolute powerhouse of a band. You've left the fans dry for a long time, 30 years in the making, but Heart and Soul finally is out. John Stevens, thank you for joining us, brother.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Little story broke out about Buggles Childcare in Belia, okay? They've got the little preschoolers in there.
Oh, yeah.
And someone's left the gate open. This is back last year, okay, and about three kids have just wandered off. I don't know.
Yeah, probably are they going running a double or triple gating?
I don't know. I think they should be chained up, the kids, quite frankly.
Oh, geez, no. Right, okay.
No, yeah. No, it isn't.
It sounds like that prison where the kids are getting moved out of at the moment.
Yeah, well, easy.
Obviously joking, though, but the kids have gotten out. They've been herded back in. Thankfully, someone found them and that. But
if I was a parent, I wouldn't be thrilled.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, they were held accountable.
Right.
But as a day-to-day parent, though, this happens, doesn't it? Kids, they just go, don't they?
Yeah.
I know
And faster than you think.
I know, your baby's sitting and you turn it. Where do you go?
So
he's three aisles over.
Michelle, I grew up in a very small country town, maybe 400 people or something, and then the bigger town was about 20 k's away. But in between the bigger town and the small town where I was from, me and Dad had it out as a young kid, and Dad kicked me out of the car and said I could walk home.
How old were you?
Six or something.
Six.
Oh. Anyway,
six
so I'm out,
walk.
And Dad's plan was, you drive off and then scare the life and come back.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't come at me.
Come on, what'd you do?
I took off as quick as I could in the other direction.
The other
direction? And then I hid for a while. Wow. Then I knocked on a random person's house, Linda, and just said, oh, look, I need to get a lift home. Can you give me a lift home?
6 years old.
So she dropped me home. Yeah. So Dad's cutting up and down the streets looking for a lost kid.
Where you are.
I've just driven straight past in Linda's car, dropped me home. I'm sitting at home eating a bag of chips. Dad was out on the road for about 2 hours, thought I was taken.
Oh, he would have been
missing.
So
it was literally 2 minutes he'd done by that stage.
Oh, had he told your mum?
No, I was just going to say,
imagine having to ring mum and go, now listen, parenting gone wrong.
I still remember Linda was her name, and I just need a lift home if you could. Imagine no worries, darling.
Imagine him telling your mum, one of the kids has gone missing. Which one, she would have said.
And work backwards from there.
Savior, is it?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
No, that's all right.
All right, well, you know, when he gets home, we'll be sweet.
He tried hard as a youngster. We'll remember him fondly.
Yeah, we want to know when you've lost your kids, when they've just taken off. 133353, because it happens. Don't be ashamed. Oh. This happens, absolutely. My brother jumped on a tram once in Melbourne and went down three stops. My mother lost her mind.
Joking. Yeah. You're joking.
Found him eventually, obviously, but
any department store, and when they're little, the problem is not so much that they've gone necessarily, but you can't see them.
Get down to their level.
You can't see them. You go, hey, Anthony, where are you?
The
now
show?
They can end up the other end of the show, and the Royal Show is
the show's a killer. People everywhere.
When have you lost your kids? We know you have. It's okay. It's all right. Everyone does it. I babysat and lost him. Having a chat in a supermarket and next minute he's down the dog food aisle.
It's a very good point, though. Losing your own kids is one thing. Losing somebody else's kids.
Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Mate, missing kids.
Yeah.
Yes. It still haunts me to this day. She was a little so-and-so of a child when she was little.
Which?
But she learned. This one haunts me today, even 17 years later. She was about one. We went to Whiteman Park, just her and I and a girlfriend with her teenage kids, and I was unloading the car with her, and I said, right, stay here. Mum's just got to go to the car. I'll be, like, 2 seconds. No sooner did I turn and go back, she was gone.
Oh,
and back in those days, there was no fencing around those water ponds.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
she had no fear whatsoever. Mm. So it took me 2 hours to find her, and she'd gate crashed a party that was going on next to us.
She joined someone else's party.
And how's she going now, Amanda?
She's not too bad. She still kind of does what she wants.
Yeah. Is she still gate crashing parties, Amanda?
You know she is.
Oh, yes and no. If she knows who they are, she'll attend and be like, hey, what's up? And then other times she's just like, yeah, no, I can't be bothered, Mum.
This is running in the blood. Lost her at one, still out and dicey at 17. I'm glad you found
her. I'd be more worried about the 17-year-old than the 1-year-old. That's all I'll say.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Yeah, hats off to a guy called Frank Moore. He's in New York.
Sorry, mate.
Frank. Let's just call him Frank.
Sound it out to us. Let's clap.
Frank Moore. He's turning today 110 years of age.
110.
Good on you, Frank.
Well done. Wow.
He's Secrets to Life.
Yeah.
I don't drink. I don't smoke, and I don't gamble.
X.
Xavier Ellis.
X, you've got about 15 minutes left.
Imagine sitting to 110, you haven't had a good day in your life.
You
wake up and go, I'm sure today's the day I have fun. Today might be the day I enjoy it.
So through the checklist, don't drink.
Yeah.
Well, you don't smoke, do you? Or do you smoke?
Every now and then. Back in the days where you could smoke in venues, you used to have a little ciggy here.
A little dart.
Used to always be a gateway.
Conversation. A springboard into other.
Hang on. How dare you pass that shade on? And what was the other one? Gambling. No, not familiar with that either. I'll get to 90.
Well, I'll tell you what, his downtime, he's got 12 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren. He filled the time in plenty.
And Baz, are your mother's eyeing 100?
Mum's 93 next
month. But charging.
And Dad's 94.
Yeah.
So they're going strong. My Auntie Lola, who's Mum's big sister, just turned 96.
Oh, wow.
So they are. Yeah, no, there's some pedigree there.
So they have a little tipple here and there.
Mum has a little glass of red every now and then, and obviously very excited about the prospect of getting towards 100 and getting the letter from the Queen. Mm-hmm. Well, don't worry about that, Mum. You'll get a letter from the Lord Mayor.
I was going to say we'll get it from Prince Charles, who was King Charles in five years.
Well, Queen or King, but you know. You can have one any day you want, Mum. What are you worried about that for?
Who's this to? Yeah, what do you want me to say?
Dad's auntie's 105. We rang her the other day, and her carer, she's still not in her home.
Oh,
her carer is her 80-year-old daughter.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that's so her full-time carer is her 80-year-old. That's fantastic.
Tell me she gets on the tear. Is she a bit of a, she had
no,
a
the,
shandy?
The 80-year-old's a good fun.
Yeah.
She won't get to 105. She ticks a few boxes.
I've got images of the carer having a carer coming to your grandma's place.
Yeah, it's a triple care-off.
Layered.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Get the career you've been waiting for with a mining or construction course at Australian Training Management. All nationally accredited. AustralianTraining.com.au. RTO 2431.
When you want to talk footy,
Cozzy Pickett, who's going to get the goal?
There's only one man for the job.
Melbourne are in front.
Our main man, Lockie Reed.
I should be so lucky, 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 lucky.
Melbourne have won. They've snuck home in the last 30 seconds.
Paul, listen to you go.
A little bit of a change up there.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, can I ask a question? Just a quick question without notice. Mm. Did the X-Man consult with the fellow members in the box when it came time to voting? Because we've seen over the years,
yes,
over the years, blokes or females have been given that high honour.
Yeah.
And they've been reluctant to go out on their own for fear that they could totally get it wrong.
A lot of pressure on this job, Baz. Have you done it before?
I have done it before. I did it in a Glendinning. It was a Glendinning medal then, not a Glendinning Allen medal.
Not the one that Roscoe changed.
It was that one.
Was it really?
It actually was that one. And Michael Gardner, I think, was the contentious one that day.
Yeah,
did he get the votes?
Did Sampy get it in that game?
Roscoe gave it to Gardy. I did vote that one.
Did you? There you go.
Yeah.
Obviously the wrong person.
No, didn't consult us. We spoke about it during the game the whole time. Who's going to get it, Barris or Darcy? But I think in the end, the X-Man, he got it right.
He got it exactly right. Nailed it. Shawny Mack didn't give TV two, which was interesting.
Yeah, he got just the one, wasn't it?
Strong, yeah. Strong.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Well, maybe he went the winning team thing. You know, the winning is important.
Tommy Barras was unbelievable.
He was unbelievable. We didn't get the three votes.
Sean Darcy.
If it was a 5-point margin, would that have changed your view?
Nah, Sean Darcy was still
the best player on the ground.
Mate, 22 hits to advantage. 22. Yeah,
he was fantastic.
The record's 26.
Spoken to Luke Jackson of the game during the week and said, mate.
So what do you do then? Sean Darcy's 24.
Mm. Well, he's
who's a better player, Sean Darcy
Sean
or Luke
Darcy's
Jackson?
In the top three ruckmen in the competition. Now,
so what
right
are you spending? Look at this. Spend a million on Jackson, and
backup.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Back page of the paper.
Luke Jackson's coming as his backup, and they're hoping that both can combine as forwards. Jeez, he's really on there. Poor old Luke Jackson. When he comes to town, X will
but
be...
But you take Jackson anyway,
absolutely,
you? For the reliable, more reliable avenue to goal.
He's going to be a fantastic player. Can play midfield, Luke Jackson. He can play midfield.
Well,
he's
going,
be a
big isn't he?
6'7" midfielder.
You'll be dead at 82. He drinks, obviously.
I want to talk about the derby because it was, I'm not going to be saying proper English here, Michelle, but it was the most funnest game I've seen since the grand final because of this.
Coming off the ground with Brayshaw.
Big blue.
This is on for young.
It's a big blue.
Dave Mundy said, no bugger this. I'm going back to the middle.
Oh, Johns is coming real hard.
Yeah, there'll be some suspensions out of that.
No suspensions.
Well, actually, no.
There's another one who won't get to 110.
No suspensions, but over $12,000 in fines if all the boys take the early plea, which usually they do by 10 o'clock this morning or thereabouts.
Hannah, why do you getting a fine, why does that not stop you being part of the Brownlow? Because it's not required.
No, fines are okay.
A fine is fine.
Just a suspension. If you miss a week and you're found guilty and you miss a week, then you can't win.
The thing is, though, fines can build up. So say you are a scrapper and you fight a lot.
Yep.
Starts at 1,000, the next one might be 2,000, the next one might be 4,000, the next one might be 5,000. Scotty Selwood was sitting at about the $5,000 threshold and ran past, I think it was Luke Shuey in a fight and simply said, sorry, mate. Not for me. See ya.
And you have to pay it, right? The club doesn't pay it.
It comes
it's
out
your money.
Pocket. Yeah, it comes out of your pocket.
All right, so let's talk Fremantle Dockers first of all. They can go anywhere between, or finish anywhere between third and sixth at the moment. So look, lose and they finish sixth. That's just how it pans out. If they win third, fourth, or fifth, they would need Collingwood to lose, Sydney to lose, and of course Melbourne and Brisbane. They're going to play
each other.
So one of those will win, so they'll finish second.
Yes.
So then Freo will slot into third position if it pans out that way.
So just to really break it down, have I got this right? So there's four teams above them on 60 points.
Yep.
And then there's Geelong
then
who are
Freo
further
58.
Clear.
Yep.
So if they need two of those teams to lose, correct?
To jump into third position, yes.
Or fourth.
Yeah, or fourth.
Yep. One of them are guaranteed to lose because Brisbane play
Melbourne.
Right. So there's one. Yep. So you need Collingwood.
Collingwood play Carlton.
Yes. Carlton will beat Collingwood.
And that's a chance.
You reckon?
Yeah, Carlton will beat Collingwood.
Well, their finals are on the line.
Because they need to win.
There'll be 100,000 at the MCG Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
That'd be massive.
What about the West Coast Eagles? And I throw up to both of you and you as well, Michelle. Mm. Do you want the number one pick or the number two pick or do you not care? Say as a fan, what do you want?
I don't care.
Well, Ashcroft is gone, number one.
Yep.
You'd want that number one pick.
Yeah, you want him, but you can't get him.
Ah, two or three.
Two or three?
Yeah. Well, I'd personally, if you could trade him for two top 10 somehow, I'd be doing that.
I think that's what they're going to do. So that's what they're going to do, the West Coast Eagles, whether they get the first pick because they finish bottom or the second pick, doesn't really matter. They're going to try and turn
if you
one
can get
pick
nine
into
10,
two picks.
Yeah, if you can get pick 10. 9 and 10 for pick two, I'd be doing it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you go through the last 20 years, I reckon pick two and three have been as good as pick one anyway, haven't they?
Well, probably. I think there was a stat going around that only one number one draft pick has won a premiership
You've
in the last 20 years.
You've come to the swamp start. This is my is stat. Come stat? Over to Papa.
Come on,
over you come. There's two, Luke Hodge and Luke Boyd,
Tom Boyd,
who actually left the Giants to win it at the Bulldogs.
Right. So didn't win it at his
Hodge
club
got
anyway.
Three, Boyd got one, but they're the only ones since 2000 or something.
Okay,
so the finish bottom of the ladder, the West Coast Eagles need to get whacked by Geelong, which is a real good chance, and North Melbourne and Suns needs to be a nice tight encounter. It's about 5%.
The only thing North Melbourne can beat, the Suns.
Which would mean then West Coast guaranteed.
I mean, the only thing we're discounting, I suppose, in all of that back to Frio is there are no lay down Mazairs on the road against GWS.
Did you watch the Giants on the weekend?
Yeah, well, I realised that.
Suviaco would have beaten
Before we take a break, an update on that Fife. Obviously, done the hamstring, missed several games throughout the year. Like, has barely played because of that back earlier in the year and knees and shoulders and everything like that. He'll play this week against GWS for the Fremantle Dockers. And
straight in, he's not going to do the waffle
in,
thing.
And then he will play waffle the next week.
Right, okay.
Because there's a bit of a break before the final. Yeah. So he'll play this week against GWS. Then the plan is to play him for Peel Thunder, which I think, if I'm doing my maths right, That'll be a West Coast Eagles Peel Thunder game.
Oh,
most
nice
of the Eagles
top
another derby. Players
he gets a derby
that game, so he'll get another
I'll be
derby.
Up and about that.
Just quickly, Lock. So the richest players have come out today.
Yep.
Of the top five, Dusty, Fife, Gov, Bud, and Grundy. Four of the five haven't played 50% of the games the last 2 years. Mm.
And long contracts.
And Bud's the only one. Yeah. Bud's the only one that's played more than half the games.
But to be fair, they're earning that money because of what they've done, right?
Yeah. They got
but that's
the,
how you don't
that's
win
like
flags.
The back page here, having a crack at all those Eagles.
Yeah.
They were in their prime when they signed those deals. Yeah. So they deserve the money that they got.
Yeah, but you're not signing for not in prime.
Mm. Well, Luke Shuey was a super. He was Norm Smith medalist when he would have signed that contract. Yeah. He was a fantastic player and still is a great player. But no, he needs support around him now.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like shorter contracts and you don't run into these sort of troubles.
It's time to read the play.
Here we go! So last week we spoke about Baz and his magnificent career at West Perth.
Yeah.
Michelle, so Xavier Ellis, so I just want to bring you into how good an AFL player Xavier Ellis
is. Yeah, enlighten me because I don't know too much about.
So he was an early draft pick, in 2008 when, 19 years of age, won a premiership?
Just turned 20.
Just turned 20, there you go. 2008, should have won the Norm Smith medal. That's how
it
is. On the biggest day.
You're being absolutely sincere here.
Most possessions, was it?
Well, you try it when you're getting tagged by Cameron Ling and stopping a Brownlow medalist Jimmy Bartel at the same time. Sure. How I was overlooked is beyond me.
Who stole it from you?
Were you in the votes?
Luke Hodge.
Did you get votes?
Nah.
You didn't even get votes?
Nah, Gary Ablett was
ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Gary Ablett was unbelievable.
So when the West Coast Eagles got hold of the X-Man, I thought, this is big. He's going to be, the X-Factor for a premiership. Nice. Left footer, storms off half back. This was absolutely fantastic.
That plane was like a Bermuda Triangle.
Anyway, Channel 10, my boss has said to me, mate, we've got to cover this bloke. Every step of his way, we cover Xavier Ellis.
You're belittling me.
This is how we did it. Xavier Ellis ruled out for 2 months after scans revealed a partial tear of his Achilles. Ellis was sporting a brace on his left arm this morning. Xavier Ellis was put through a fitness test on his dodgy hamstring. Xavier Ellis will be lucky to make it back this season. 6 days after he was grimacing in pain, holding his elbow, Xavier Ellis keen to put his hand up for selection following a short stint on the sidelines with a nasty shoulder injury. How many bloody injuries can you have?
Funny, and Michelle will attest to this. Yeah. That's funny because off air, you reckon he doesn't have a crack at the blokes that get injured a lot.
I did hear Locke say, keen to put his hand up to play. Don't worry about that. There's a few times we had surgery on a Saturday, played on the Sunday.
So, Michelle, I want to put him to the test. Okay. I've brought in the cardboard cutout of Xavier Ellis.
Here we go.
Here it is. Okay.
We're going to call this. Pin the cross, not on the donkey, because he's not a donkey.
Right on.
Pin the cross on the X. So we've got the cardboard cut out here. I've given him little yellow stickies with a red X on it.
It's like a red cross,
Okay.
Yeah, do you want me to start?
Yeah,
broke my nose pretty bad against Sydney.
Did you really?
And then played it next week, had surgery on a Sunday, played the next week, no dramas there.
Beautiful.
Knee, I had the knee cartilage done, so get down there.
Oh, no.
Get down and grab him.
There's that clumsiness.
Got a bit of nerve damage in the top of the head. They ran into a knee one day.
Oh, dear.
That was at a nightclub, though. The partially torn Achilles. That went. I blamed Jackson Nelson. If only he could hit a target 15 metres away, I wouldn't have to put the foot in the ground so hard. That ripped. I did a hemi tendon. That hurt. Jeez, that hurt.
That's near the
top of your ass. You know the one on your ass. Bulging disc.
Sorry.
That was disc, everybody.
You broke the right hand.
So we've got the cut out here. It's getting filled with crosses.
Calf 200 times. The doctor injected that in the grand final. That was an interesting choice. That cost me 3 or 4 years. I did break my wrist as well.
We're going to run out of stickies here.
What else we got? Broke my ankle.
What about just for balance? Have you done anything to your sternum? There's not much on the chest.
Syndesmosis. They bloody hurt. Kept playing though.
How much did West Coast pay for all of this?
Yeah, I did my knee. That hurt.
Oh, wow.
That 2012. I had both my hips done. They were done both surgery.
Oh, my God. You still got
That was when they burnt my testicles in surgery.
Oh, heavens. Have you still got your own hips?
Got good memories there. And I've had about 4 ops on that shoulder. So
Check out the socials if you want to see the X-Man and all his injuries. Well done, X. You were a terrific player. He was a gun. Injuries just struck him down in his prime.
Save Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
I've been doing a little bit of reading, Baz. You know, it's like medical journals in the morning, or it can be a little independent paper, whatever it is. I scout.
It's a thirst for knowledge that you wouldn't understand, Sean. Yeah. Stop laughing. Sorry.
Knowledge sorry, is sour, sorry. X-Man. Sorry, so you're right.
Mate, we can't all go listen to One Direction and Five Sauce in their spare time. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm darted over to the Mackay and the Whitsunday's Life Independent paper. Oh, yeah. So it's a nice little paper, just a short, sharp one, full of really good stories.
Yes, yeah.
In there, there's a bit of politics and advertising and stuff, but something that caught my attention. You know when the West advertised Harvey Norman, for example?
Yes.
It's the full pager.
Yeah.
There's no cost spared. Now, the one that caught my attention was a, which I thought was an ad, so I read it as I was going to purchase something, Michelle, and turns out it's not. It's a full page, so from top to bottom in the Mackay Whitsunday's Life Independent paper.
Yeah, a good paper.
Dear Steve, I hope you're happy with her. Now the whole town will know what a filthy cheater you are. From Jenny, P.S., I bought this ad using your credit card.
A little sting in the tail.
So there it is, the full ad. Dear Steve, I hope you're happy with her now, and the whole town will know that you're a filthy cheater. From Jenny, P.S. I bought this using your credit card.
How much is a full page ad in the Mackay Times? I know you follow
the Mackay with Sunday. So last time I was up there selling. Yeah, I think $18.90 for the full spread.
Really?
Is it a facing page?
Okay. Yeah, it's the opening side. Yeah, really important side.
I've been following this over the weekend. I seriously got into it. And it's apparently at the police department in Mackay, there's a Steve and a Jenny that both work there.
Oh, really?
It is not them.
Not them.
Right. It is not that Steve and Jenny.
Oh, that'd be awkward.
Steve knows who he is. And, Jenny, hasn't she swung? And one final outing.
My old man writes silly things in the paper to mum on Valentine's Day.
Does he?
From Clive or from some random.
It's because he thought he lost his kid when he was six. That's right. He's still trying to make up for it.
Yeah. Yes. I haven't done any sort of revenge or anything, but when me and a former lady friend just parted ways, there was tickets to Bruno Mars that were sort of given to us straight down the middle.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I claimed them back.
Both tickets,
and
not one.
And then sold them back to her at a price.
What?
So I ended up with 700 or something.
So you basically scalped her.
I illegally scalped Bruno Mars tickets back to her.
I feel you're the winner.
Oh, I was the winner.
You're the winner.
I'm not a big Bruno man anyway. I probably wouldn't have gone. But I'm 700 better off.
So you actually, you ended the relationship and finished up in front.
In front, yeah.
It's beautiful.
And then found my beautiful wife, Em.
Oh, see, there it is.
And then I used the 700 there to buy her a bit of jewellery. Joking.
700 for two Bruno Mars.
It's like a Ponzi breakup scheme.
Yeah. I love it, mate. I mean, eventually the guts will fall out, but you can pinpoint the moment I sold Bruno Mars tickets.
I love that.
So does this revenge thing kick on a lot?
Yeah, whatever you did at the back of someone cheating. I don't think I've been cheated on. Might have been once, actually. You know, when they live in China, it's hard to keep track. All of a sudden, he's got a new woman. Straight after we break up. China.
Yeah, I know. I just met her on the spot. Yeah. Now, for text on 0488 55 929, a text came through. I hated my ex so much, I put a bag of frozen bait under his seat.
Oh.
Got a call 3 weeks later. Fair to say, he was pissed. Serves him right after he cheated on me with his 20-year-old offsider.
Oh, see. So there you go. Coming.
I mean, the frozen bait under the seat. Clever.
That's
move.
Clever though. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. So you can't be caught straight away because it takes a little while for it to defrost.
And there you go. The anonymous texts have come flowing in.
Absolutely.
Which
is
great
because you know you get on air. Oh, I know that voice, but Anonymous here has said, a best mate of mine, well, that's how it was then, a best mate of mine left his wife and child in Victoria and drove across back to WA to hook up with my partner at the time.
Ooh,
how about that?
Yeah.
And so when his wife moved back, I made sure to pay him back.
What did the square up?
What? Yeah,
did
the square 15
up.
All.
Did the square up. And similar again, there's another one. You want to go on to that one, Zabe?
Yeah, let me roll on here. Hey, guys, Anonymous on this one, please. My ex was the worst and dumped me because he wanted to spend more time with his mates having fun. So I decided to have fun with one of his mates.
Whoa.
There we go.
Wouldn't you love it when he thought, I need room, I need space, and then she's at the pub.
So in both of those cases, do you think it becomes targeted? Do you think they're actually interested in
no
the
way.
In the
it's
other
a
partner?
Square up, mate.
Or they just go, I'm going hard at it, I'm going for it.
Oh, well, I'm a good bloke, but I'd be looking for a square up.
There's
would you
a
really?
Size
oh,
up.
God, yeah.
A size up on attractiveness and whether you can go there and
nah,
then
it doesn't even matter.
Not even
nah,
that.
It's about what hurts the most. It's about the heart, mate, the soul, and about what damage you could do.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Now, I absolutely love when the microphone's on and I can tell you about this.
Strong.
So we record a podcast intro every day after our show.
Short and sharp.
And it's where the best bits of the show get thrown up on the listener app.
In it goes.
And
L-A-S-T-N-O.
You can go back through and have a listen. And we record the intro each and every day. The X-Man and I have done it for nearly 2 years now. Yep. Michelle's been with us for a month or so.
Just shoot, pass the ball around, yibbity-yibbity-yibbity, not much happens.
And then one day it occurred to us, wonder how many people actually listen to this. And not suggesting
that. How'd you say it, though, you were questioning?
I'm not sure that anybody listened to it. I think it was more like that. And so then a couple of weeks ago we decided somewhere in the podcast intro we would mention that if you're listening to this and if you say a couple of phrases so that we know that you actually have listened to it, ring up at 8:30 during the 8:30 news.
Yeah.
And if you know the bit that we want you to say, ring our producers, Tommy and Matt, and tell them we'll give you $100 cash. Right. Now, this had been going on for a little while. There hadn't been many takers for the cash, but have a look here.
Let's get to Cameron. Good morning, Cameron.
G'day, Ed.
Mate, where are you? You got some loudspeaker. You listen to the podcast in the background or something, are you? I can't hear you.
Oh, just at work. Always listen to the podcast every day.
Oh, can you? Are you on hands free, Cameron?
Underwater,
because we can't hear what you're saying, and if we can't hear
this
the phrase,
might be a costly
you can't get the cash.
Out of here, Cam. Can you hold the phone to your mouth?
It's an old-fashioned thing, Cam, but, you know, I'm over 50.
Good on you, Cam. All right, Cam. Now, we did say a message to say in the podcast. Yep. Did you remember what the message was?
I think it was something along the lines of podcast, $100, whistling, scrope.
Oh, my God!
$100. We said if anyone remembers what we said, $100. Call in at 8:30. $100. Say podcast 100. Whistling scrote.
Cam is our man. I think we also said that I would pay $100.
Yeah. What else did you say?
So
man?
Cam, when you go back to the producer, Tommy, get leave the BSB details and all of that. Now, to be fair,
it's a narrow hundred.
To be fair, Tommy says we had hundreds of calls, and Cam was the first one through.
Yeah. Well, good on you, Cam.
Yeah. So there we
Thank
go.
You.
Oh, not a problem.
Hey, Cam, what was your favourite bit of the potty, by the way?
No, just listen to the intro. Got it all.
Probably did. Oh, there we go. The old whistling scrape.
There
mate.
You go. Yeah.
That man's still whistling.
Every time. Stop it.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
I told a story late last week about how I had gone to my hairdresser, okay? Mm-hmm. It has a little masseuse area off to the side in a separate bit.
No? Sure it's a hairdresser?
Oh, my God. Baz, you're not allowed to because I already went through all this with Xavier. Like a beauty. Yeah. You can get Do you know, I knew this would take forever.
At the till, is there anything written on a piece of cardboard with a texter? Because that's...
There are flashing lights out.
Open at midnight. It's a hairdresser.
In all reality, though, I went to the hairdresser and they do lashes, do massage, all that sort of stuff. Okay. Now I'm sitting there getting my hair washed and I'm talking to the lady and the woman comes out of the massage room and says, "Do you mind? It's just a little bit loud. Can you quiet down?"
Oh, your chitter chatter was too loud.
And I said, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Not a problem."
She said it to you.
Yeah.
But the staff member that
the
came
out? The staff member came out and said, and I said, "No problem. So sorry. Da 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 da." Go forward a couple of weeks. I'm down south having a great time at a winery, just having a bit of a bite to eat with a friend. The woman who was getting the massage.
Yeah.
Now, we all met up at the end because her massage finished at the same time as my haircut finished. Yeah. And I said, "Oh, so sorry." "No, don't be silly." Da, da, da.
Right,
I run into, or she runs into me, the woman who got the massage.
Yeah.
She comes over to my table and goes, oh, my God, I was at the hairdresser with you. And I said to my friend, I said, oh, God, you'll never, you know, went to go into She goes, you were so effing loud.
Oh.
Okay. Then she comes back with another. She's being passive
aggressive.
Had
a few drinks? Or?
No, she was straight as.
But hang on, in the salon she was cool about it.
Yeah, she was cool as
hell. But down south, not as cool.
Okay, so she says, you were so bleeping loud. Mm. And then she said, oh, the woman who did my massage went out. And she came back in after she talked to you, and I said, what did she say to you? Mm. What did you say to her? And she said, I told her to shut the something up.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, it's all happening,
so,
Basil.
Right. Jeepers. This is what I asked late last week, do I go to my hair appointment, which was on Saturday, or not?
Mm. And I said, you go. You respect the booking.
Oh, but it's a revenge attack, though, if you keep a Saturday booking 3 hours free.
Ooh, oh, no.
That's money to them going missing.
But I went, no, they keep a deposit. So I went in, okay. I did actually go in and get my hair cut. Yeah. I raised it with my, my hairdresser. Yeah. It would be the owner who had done that massage, right? And my hairdresser said, none of us in this, we don't talk
like that. We
don't
speak like that.
Right. Okay. So it's only, could only be one person.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm waiting. Manager, owner is coming. She's overseas. So I'll talk to her this week and we'll get right to the bottom of this. But I'm feeling at this stage like we've got a person that's trying to make trouble and I've got a good hairdresser.
Yeah, finished with a happy ending. It was
I will get to the bottom. I didn't even pay. I reckon I'll get a free
it
one next time.
It was a happy
time.
Ending between you
Absolutely.
And the bosses.
Yeah. And if I get that phone call, hopefully another happy ending next time I go.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Now.
It's not about the money, but it is about the money in AFL today because the top 100 players are paid. Salaries has been released. They do an ATO audit every year. So they don't have the exact names, but they can pinpoint it pretty well.
Okay. So go on then.
So we'll top five really quickly. Dusty Fife, Jeremy McGovern, Lance Franklin, Brody Grundy, going through the top five, other than Lance Franklin, the other four average less than half a season each season
this
over the last
season.
two years.
Over the last two, wow.
Yeah, okay. Dusty 24, Fife 21, Gov 25, Lance 37, and Grundy 26
games.
What
sort of money are they playing?
So 1.2 to 1.3 was Dusty, down to Grundy at about 1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the top five.
Credit where credit's due for Buddy, hey, because people said he was going to go there, take all that money, hardly ever play, it'll blow up halfway through. It didn't.
No, he was on 37 games over the last two years.
Good on him. What a champ.
So the names have been given the task just to highlight some names that caught my attention on the list and the financial situation they might be.
What was the most you were ever paid, X-Man, by the way?
Not less than half of what all these people are getting.
You'd be
all
in the top what? Top? You'd be in the 50s?
So I came to West Coast on 110,000. Yeah, so I was less than the rookies nearly. Righto, so here we go. There's a few bonuses in there. Andy McGrath, 600. Do you know who Andy McGrath is?
No. Andy McGrath, yes, he plays at Essendon.
Yeah, 600.
Okay.
All right, Zach Jones, 625. So I've just gone, they've given us a $100,000 range and I've just split it down the middle.
Right, yeah.
Zach Jones, been in the twos. Dyson Heppel, 650. Hurley, who might play this week, which would be great for Essendon, 650. Hasn't played for years. Premiership player, Scott Lysett at Port Adelaide, 650.
Right, okay. Dougal, well, premiership player here and then when?
You don't get paid to be a premiership.
Yeah, true.
Dougal Howard, 675,000. Do you know who Dougal is?
In Port Adelaide, is he?
St Kilda now, but
yeah.
Sounds like he should be in a TV. Series.
Yeah, Google Howard
Dougal
MD.
Dougal Howard.
Yeah. Mitch McGowan. Mitch McGovern.
Mitchie, at Carlton.
700.
Wow.
Now, one I'm really proud of, because the whistling scroat's in there.
He came back.
Whenever you want the...
Get him ready. There he is.
Sam Taylor, Giants fullback. Yeah. Fantastic player.
Now, West Aussie.
Yep, Swan District's boy. 700,000.
Good on him.
Sammy Taylor. That's fantastic. Yeah. Jared Pollock.
Yes.
700. I don't even think it's a game of the twos.
Nah,
Nick Hayes, 700. Mm. Chad Wingard, 750. Is Rory Lobb, 750. Zach Williams, 775. Dylan Shiel, 800. Jack Darling, 825. Geez, we're making some good coin. Tim Kelly, 850. Brad Hill, 900. And Steve Keneally.
Brad Hill, 900.
900.
Wow.
Steve Keneally, 950. So there's some highly paid players.
Can I ask, would you say the
Cogs
majority...
Cogs had a great year this year, but...
Would you say the majority of AFL players are pretty smart with their money because they know there's limited window?
50-50, I reckon.
Yeah,
we
did
Matty DeBoer's retirement speech. Who I saw his dad on Friday wearing a Giants hat, and I said to the bloke I was with, I said, "Whose dad do you reckon that is?" Because no one wears a Giants hat ever. Yeah. It was Matt DeBoer's dad.
Was it really?
And his retirement speech was talking about compound interest and investing in yourself and build over time. It was a full.
But I give you the tip: they're not all making speeches like Matty DeBoer.
So Matty DeBoer's the top of the tree. And then Andrew Embley's the bottom of the tree.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Now, you guys think the big derby was just held on the weekend, correct? You think, West Coast and Fremantle.
The scrap at the start.
That's the big derby in town. Wrong, my friends. Wrong. Because the big derby.
This will be good.
The big derby is happening this Sunday morning.
This Sunday coming.
In the city of Perth.
No, it is not. It's actually in the town of Cambridge at the Bendat Basketball Centre. When the Perry Lakes Hawks take on Lakeside Lightning. Now, you're thinking, what sort of derby is that?
You're right.
Well, let me hone in on one of the players.
No, you're bang on here.
Let me hone in on one of the players for the Perry Lakes team. Yeah. The number 15 is worn by a player by the name of Zempelis. That would be Ava Zempelis.
Centre. Okay.
She plays in the centre, now, the Lakeside Lightning team. There is a player wearing, I think it's number 6, could be number 7. Her name, Holly Carbon. It's Carbo's daughter versus my daughter.
Oh, my God.
They match up in one of junior basketball's biggest showdowns ever.
Holy moly. I noticed it was a bit icy this morning between the pair of you.
I didn't look at him and didn't talk to him.
Now, incredible.
I've turned my back on his news today.
Incredibly.
I want to know about it.
Tab Touch, you've already opened the market.
Have they really? Yeah.
So we've got the Perry Lakes v.
Your Lakeside Lightning.
Lakeside Lightning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the number 2 team, I think, for Lakeside.
$1.20.
Look at Carver. I turned my back to him again. You read your bulletins to my elbow this week, mate. To my elbow.
I tell you what.
I'm not looking at him.
Put a bet on it, Baz.
I'm not.
Put a bet on it. Back your daughter in, Baz.
Back
him in.
Let's not. Firstly,
I'll take Carver's
now,
bet.
Now, Holly is a shooting guard and a very good shooting guard. Okay. Ava's more a tall forward, centre forward, you know, alternates between the two.
4 or 5.
So they don't really match up together on the paint a lot, but... Mm. This weekend, maybe I've overdone it a little bit.
Not at all.
What advice do you give around the basketball and stuff at this age?
Strong and direct advice.
Oh,
my word, I do.
Yeah. Go into kill, something like
what
that.
What sort of stuff?
There's been some sleeping outside if the game hasn't been strong enough on the weekend.
Minimum 15 or 12 points or something like that.
Something like that, 4 points a quarter, I say. How hard can that be?
Geez, 4 points a quarter. Do 2 layups a quarter.
4 points a quarter. Anyway, so big derby, the derby. Maybe asking Channel 7 to do an OB has gone a step too far. Good luck, Carbo. Read your bulletin to the elbow
this
week,
mate. You don't mean that. No, you don't
mean
that.
Read your bulletin to the elbow.
Carbo.
Holly's a very good player.
He's hatching something, Carbo.
Strap yourself in.
Gee, Carbo's a nice guy. He just smiles.
I know.
I would have flipped you the bird and told you we're going to win and made a bet and walked off.
Look at him. Look at him, Carbo. Good luck. Sunday.
We are out of here. Can't wait.
Can you check the time and location? Yeah,
chuck it in your calendars.
Send that night.
It's a long lead in, isn't it? When's it happening? Sunday?
Sunday. Wow.
We've got tickets to give away tomorrow.
Tell where we're going. We'll see you at Bendat. We've got 4 tickets, 2 doubles. Or if you're lucky, we can pair them up.
We're going to do a quiz, though. We're going to do a quiz. North and South.
How many points did Junior Zempelis score to sleep outside for the first time ever? 4 points.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.